Chapter 1. Women and Education. I do not wish for women to have power over men, but over themselves. Mary Wollstonecraft, 1759 to 1797. Women's rights start with the education of girls and women. If we study the history of women's fight for equality with men, education has always been an important topic. It may be the most important topic, because women can only be equal to men if they have an equal education. But the fight for equal education has met many problems. In many countries, and at different times in history, girls had very little or no education. In the past, a lot of people believed that women were not as intelligent as men. People thought that a woman's only job was being a wife and mother. Why educate them for that? People worried that education was not good for women. In some places, people still have these ideas. The education of girls is still a very important topic around the world. In the 18th and 19th centuries, people started to think, write, and talk about women's education more and more. There was progress in some countries. In 18th century Russia, for example, Catherine the Great believed in education for everyone. In 1786, she started free education for all girls. In England, writers like Catherine Macaulay, Mary Wollstonecraft, Hester Chapone, and Hannah More all wrote about female education. At that time, girls from richer families only learned music, drawing, and maybe a little French and Italian. In her book, Letters on Education, 1790, Catherine Macaulay, the first English female historian, told mothers and fathers to educate their girls. Women could not do well, she said, because of their bad education. One of the most important people of this time was Mary Wollstonecraft. She was an English thinker and writer who wrote about education and social equality for women. Her books have been very important for women's rights, and they are still important today. Mary was born in London in 1759. Her family were not rich, but they educated her. She taught at a school and also worked as a private teacher. She taught children in someone's house. She then wrote Thoughts on the Education of Daughters in 1787. In 1788, she began working for a London book publisher who published her novel, Mary, a Fiction, 1788, and some of her other books. Her most famous book is A Vindication of the Rights of Woman, 1792. In it, she writes that men and women must have equal education. Boys and girls, she wrote, must go to school together. A Vindication of the Rights of Woman is very important in the history of women's rights. Schools do not help girls and women, wrote Mary. With real education, she said, women could be good wives and mothers, but also good workers in many jobs. Her ideas were very new at the time. Other women wrote about better female education, but Mary's work was really important. She believed that education in Britain had to change. This kind of change could be good for all society. Mary was writing about women and the vote 100 years before women started fighting for it. Today, Mary Wollstonecraft is called the mother of British feminism. Any woman who has the vote and can read and write can say thank you to Mary Wollstonecraft. In 2011, a group of people wanted to get money for a statue of Mary in London. So they put a picture of her on the Houses of Parliament. We have a lot of statues of famous men. Let's have a statue of this famous woman, they said. In 2018, more people in politics and theatre joined the group to ask for a statue of Mary Wollstonecraft. The fight that Mary Wollstonecraft started in the late 18th century is still not finished. Since then, many women have fought for female education. Women like Margaret Bancroft and Jane Addams in the United States of America, USA, and Maria Montessori in Italy. In many places in the world, girls and women are still fighting for an equal education. One of the most famous fighters for girls' education today is Malala Yousafzai. Malala was born in 1997 in the Swat Valley in Pakistan. Her mother and father believed in education for girls. In 2007, a group of men called the Taliban came to the Swat Valley. They said, "People cannot have a television or play music." In January 2008, the Taliban said, "Girls cannot go to school." Malala used the name Gul Mackay and began writing for the BBC, the United Kingdom's television and radio, about life with the Taliban. She wrote about the last days before her school closed. Malala became famous, both in Pakistan and around the world, as a fighter for girls' education. She was brave, and she spoke about girls' education a lot. But the Taliban did not like it. On the 9th of October, 2012, a man from the Taliban got onto Malala's bus and shot Malala in the head and neck. Two of her friends were also hurt. Malala did not die, but she was very badly hurt. She was taken to a hospital in the United Kingdom. People in Pakistan and around the world hoped that she could get better. When Malala got better, she decided to continue her fight for girls' education. In the next few years, Malala met with girls around the world, and she met with many politicians, like the President of the USA, Barack Obama. Everywhere she went, she talked about girls' education and equality. In December 2014, Malala Yousafzai won the Nobel Peace Prize. She was only 17 years old, and she was the youngest person ever to win it. Today, Malala and her father, Zirudin, work in many countries. They want to help to give girls an education. Malala has said, "I tell my story not because it is unique, but because it is not. It is the story of many girls." She is right. 130 million girls in the world do not go to school, and 15 million girls of primary school age will never go into a classroom. This is because of things like war, or because girls have to get married when they are very young. In some countries, children have to work to get money for their family. The education of girls is still an important problem for countries around the world. Educated women have better health and they work more, says the World Bank. They also do not have as many children, and they marry later. Countries where girls are educated are richer too. Spending money on girls' education is very important if each country wants to become richer and happier. As Malala has said, one child, one teacher, one book, one pen can change the world.